Business Hub.
With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.
Andrew Davenport is back. Andrew, good evening to you. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Mark. And yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Everybody seems to be busy at the moment, which is great.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, certainly. I mean, we're certainly seeing we're getting a lot busier and our customers seem to get a lot busier as well.
Yeah. I was looking forward to this week because you mentioned you were going to do this in a previous show, but kind of made it all a little bit more prevalent because on Friday morning of last week, we had that solar eclipse. It's a bit odd, isn't it? Everybody was saying it's the end of the world, you know, and it is all a bit eerie, but it makes you think about if things go wrong. You know, we talk about these solar flares and storms and power going down and all this kind of stuff, and nobody has a disaster recovery plan, do they?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we come across a lot of people that don't really sort of consider the worst case scenario for their business with their IT. Sure, they have a few backups, they do a bit of copying a bit of data here and there, but actually it's very far and few between you meet someone who's actually considered what happens in the worst case scenario of, you know, our business. So, you know, we're talking about a building fire, total loss of all your physical assets, and even down to sort of simple things like what happens if your internet connection goes, how does it affect and impact upon your operations. So there's different scales of disaster in a business, and you have to kind of look at all of those different levels and work out a plan accordingly.
Yeah, and there must be a simple question to ask you, if you like, to reset people on why they need this. And presumably it just must be your life without a computer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's pretty much a given that most businesses rely on their technology. They rely on their communications. They rely on, you know, the computer system to be doing what it does. You know, it's very infrequently that you come across a business that doesn't use technology in some way at all. But it's basically in that situation, the technology drives the business. It's what helps the business generate cash and money. If you can't send your invoices, if you can't communicate, you know, you're pretty much dead in the water. So that's why it's building a solid plan around your backup strategy and making sure that your key areas of data are actually copied to a location where you can get them back in the event of a server failure, for example, even up to the point where maybe, you know, for some businesses where it's absolutely essential that you have a second site and where you basically replicate your primary site to your second site. So you've got somewhere for your staff and your technology to go and carry on, you know, resuming business.
So priority number one is what? Data.
Priority number one is data. It's one of your business's biggest assets. At the end of the day, it's all the numbers and the stats and the details and the information that makes your business what it is. So backing that up in some way, whether it's to, you know, a tape, a disk, off-site, some way that you can recover and retrieve that data is absolutely essential to every business. And I mean, even just one of your important spreadsheets gets corrupted, you need a copy of it somewhere that isn't corrupted to recover it.
And actually, I guess that's true for hacking and things like that as well, because I had a colleague running another radio station on, it was a friend, it wasn't me, honestly. No, it really generally wasn't, but they got hacked and this malicious code went in and started destroying all of their files.
Yeah.
I mean, literally financial information.
Absolutely. We had a customer last year that was hit with the crypt locker that we spoke about other week. Basically it encrypted all of their shared folder on their server.
Wow.
So they couldn't actually function as a business. Fortunately, because we had a good backup regimen in place, we could actually recover that data really quickly and they were back up and running within sort of 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But it had a massive impact on the business and everyone's just running around like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it's okay, we're here, we'll get this fixed for you.
Sure.
But there are businesses out there that don't have backups, or if they have got backups, they don't actually make sure they work.
Yeah.
And most importantly is they never test to see if they can restore data from their backups.
Yeah.
So, wow. You know, you've got to kind of test every aspect of your backup and disaster recovery strategy.
And if you were faced with the worst case scenario, you had no backup, you've lost everything or whatever, and when you fired everything back up, you've got corruption going on and it's a nightmare. Is there anything that can be done? I mean, do you have to go forensically or what? How does it work?
There's always options. It depends on the exact situation, the circumstances as to what's occurred. We work very closely with a data recovery agency who can recover from water and fire damaged equipment, so it's pretty advanced what they can do. There are also other bits within various operating systems that allow you to sort of step back in time and recover files from previous versions, etc. And the other thing that can be quite, you know, sometimes you can find some of that data distributed on people's computers. Well, they've been a bit naughty, not copied it to the server for backup, but in some situations, actually, that's not such a bad thing some days. So there are options, but it's the most expensive way of going about your disaster recovery and backup. It pays to invest a bit of money up front, get that plan in place, And what we recommend with our customers is you sit down and you actually, you know, you write an action plan that not only covers IT, but you should have an action plan as a business. So when that scenario occurs, this is the step-by-step process that you go through from start to finish to get your system back up and running. These are the key people involved in that process, along with their contact details and phone numbers. And this is the software you need, the licensing you need. This is everything that you require to get back online or get back up and running again.
Now, if you took the call from somebody, and hopefully on the back of this, there'll be a few people kind of going, might need to sort that out, actually. What would your plan be as you went in? Because I'm not sure I feel comfortable putting that plan together myself, I guess.
Yeah, so it's always good to get a professional company like ourselves involved in that plan, because there's quite a lot of aspects that most people working within a business on a daily basis don't kind of consider. One of the key ones is, where's all your license information? Oh, not entirely sure. That doesn't really help anybody. But, you know, if we get that call, then literally it is put out the disaster recovery plan and then basically start executing it step by step. There is a company we work with, for example, they work in the automotive industry. As part of their insurance, they have to have that disaster recovery plan anyway. So every 6 months, we actually do a dummy run of that disaster recovery plan. So we take their backup system, we basically redeploy that on a new set of servers, and we get them back up and running, and then they access it and make sure that it is all actually up to date and that they can function. And if you do have a disaster recovery plan, always test it, because it's when you execute it, when you find the problems, you don't want to be in a situation where your DR plan isn't actually working for you.
Great stuff. Right, so if people want to get in touch with you and sort this out before, you know, hopefully we survive the last end of the world on Friday with the eclipse, but if anything else starts cropping up, how's the best way to get in touch with you?
Sure, our best way to get in touch with me is andrew.davenport@focus-technology.co.uk, or give us a call on 01209 613 660.
And all the links are on the website as well. So Andrew, once again, thanks for your time and sharing your expertise.
Thank you, Mark.
The Business Hub with Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.